Hi, I'm Carl Azus, welcoming you to a new day and a new month of CNN Student News. We're going to take flight with some California teenagers in a bit, but we're beginning today with an anniversary.
Tonight, I can report to the American people and to the world that the United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda, and a terrorist who's responsible for the murder of thousands of innocent men, women, and children.
President Obama speaking exactly 1 year ago today, telling the country and the world about the death of Osama bin Laden. Bin Laden was the leader of the Al-Qaeda terrorist organization. He was connected to several attacks against Americans, including the ones on September 11, 2001, in New York, Washington, D.C., and Shanksville, Pennsylvania. U.S. intelligence tracked bin Laden to this compound in Pakistan. A group of U.S. Navy SEALs raided the compound. The terrorist leader was killed during a firefight there. Osama bin Laden's body was buried at sea within 24 hours in accordance with Islamic law. This is the moment we talked about in yesterday's show. When this beam was put into place on Monday, One World Trade Center became the tallest building in New York. It's built in the same area as the old World Trade Center, which was destroyed in that terrorist attack from 2001. The plan is for the new building to eventually reach a final height of 1,776 feet. That will make it the tallest building in the country.
See if you can ID me. I'm a country made up of different islands. I'm in the top 10 when it comes to world population. My constitution was written after World War II. I have an emperor, but my government is run by a prime minister. I'm Japan. My current prime minister is Yoshihiko Noda.
Prime Minister Noda is Japan's sixth leader in 5 years. He came to power when the previous prime minister resigned after last year's devastating earthquake and tsunami in Japan. Yesterday, Prime Minister Noda thanked the United States for its support in the aftermath of that disaster. He did this in person. The Japanese leader was at the White House yesterday meeting with President Obama. They both described the relationship between the U.S. and Japan as an essential alliance for their countries. Things are more tense between the U.S. and China. One issue that always comes up between the two countries is human rights. Chen Guangchong is a Chinese human rights activist. He's spoken out against a Chinese policy that tries to restrict families there from having more than one child. Chen disappeared from his house about a week ago, and as Stan Grant explains, where Chen is now could have a major impact on China's relationship with the United States.
Somewhere behind these walls may well be the answer to China's great guessing game. Where is Chen Guangcheng? Within minutes of pulling out our camera, security at the United States Embassy in Beijing pounced. The blind human rights activist has been in hiding after escaping house arrest in his provincial village and fleeing to Beijing. Now a close friend and fellow campaigner says Chen is indeed here, given refuge at the U.S. Embassy. When Chen Guangcheng first fled to Beijing, we had to keep moving him from place to place to ensure his safety. And we agreed the U.S. Embassy is the only absolutely secure location in town. Chen had been under heavy guard for the last 18 months. He'd spent more than 4 years in prison, convicted of disrupting traffic and damaging property during demonstrations. Since his release, he's been in lockdown.
And all of this now a political time bomb. The fuse has been lit, the US on one side, China on the other. Hillary Clinton, the US Secretary of State, due to touch down here in a matter of days. And this issue, number one on the agenda.
Today's shout out goes out to Mr. Taylor's students at the Boca Ciega High School in Gulfport, Florida. Which of these modes of transportation uses an aileron? You know what to do. Is it a motorcycle, airplane, submarine, or horse? You've got 3 seconds. Go. Ailerons are found on airplane wings. They help control the plane. That's your answer, and that's your shout out.
And that's the kind of information that aspiring aviators are learning at a flight school in California. They're exploring how aircraft work, and they're training on simulators. And of course, some of them get the chance to take a plane out for a test flight. But that's allowed only after they finish their homework, and Thelma Gutierrez has more on these young flyers.
In the skies above Compton, California, we discovered a hidden gem. A free after-school program churning out young pilots. Yep, that young.
It was this one.
I had to see for myself what it was all about, so I came to meet aviation students like Tasneem Khatib, who's learning to fly long before she'll ever drive.
It's a great experience. It makes me feel like I can do anything.
Tasneem is only 11. She's been studying aviation since she was 9.
Kids can learn a lot of different things about aerodynamics and math and science.
Jose Pineda is 9. He calls himself a veteran with 3 years under his belt.
I'm going to be up in the air is it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that you can't explain within words. One of my future goals is to be a pilot, of course.
Of course, considering the fact that he's been training since he was 6, Jose could fly solo in another 7 years when he turns 16. The man behind the youth outreach program is Robin Petgrave, a pilot and entrepreneur who founded Tomorrow's Aeronautical Museum and Flight School to give inner-city children an alternative to the streets.
When a kid learns how to fly, they learn discipline, they learn self-control, they learn time management, they learn why all the stuff that their teachers are cramming down their throat is important. Math, history, communication skills.
Petgrave's inspiration, the Tuskegee Airmen.
It's all dedicated and named after a specific Tuskegee Airman. They've autographed this airplane. That way they fly with us forever and their legacy will never be forgotten.
After school, students must complete their homework. Then they can spend time on a flight simulator and learn about the aircraft. If they want to earn flight time, they have to work for it by sweeping floors or washing planes, anything it takes. Keelan Hubbard has been in the program since he was 8. At 16, he's ready to solo.
What I'm getting out of here is that I've been put in an advanced pilot slot when I go to the military because I already have my certificate. I know the basic instruments, know the basic maneuvers, knows everything basic about flying.
For Jose, Tasneem, and the others, the sky really is the limit. Thelma Gutierrez, CNN, Compton, California.
Last Thursday, we brought you the story of a teenager who turned to Facebook to raise awareness about the dangers of drunk driving. And we asked how you would get the word out. Jackson would take to several forms of media. TV, radio, billboards, YouTube would also be great. Do whatever you can to make a difference in the world for the better. Santiago suggests collecting data about the issue and presenting it to as many people as possible via Twitter, Facebook, and asking teachers to show it to students and their parents. Jamie says you just have to be creative. Offer the drinker a ride home or post on a Facebook page that you will be a sober driver and are willing to drive people home. Paige writes, Coney 2012 was very popular. Getting the word out in an informational video similar to Coney will definitely raise awareness as something that is too hard to ignore. And TriMin or TreeMin suggests teaching teenagers to learn about dangerous hazards before they can get their driver's licenses. They will not get their licenses if they don't understand completely. Before we go, high school junior Reagan Kerr might have a future in fashion. She made her own prom dress, but that's only part of why this is impressive. If you look closely, the dress is made out of tabs from soda cans. 5,114 tabs, to be exact. Took Reagan 5 months of nonstop sewing, and she ran into some challenges.
The zipper in the back became a problem because you have to sew around it and make sure you're not interfering with the zipper. The colored pop tabs became kind of interesting. Actually, everyone asked me that, and I say they're not all mine. I didn't drink 5,000 sodas.
We were all thinking it, so we're glad she addressed that question. Now, believe it or not, this is the first time Reagan had ever made a dress. So in case anyone was doubting her skills with a needle, it's pretty obvious she can sew. Duh. There are a lot of creative prom dress ideas out there, and that one is certainly a candidate. We're back tomorrow with more headlines for CNN Student News. I'm Carlos Hoops.